With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Two separate high school homecoming celebrations in Mississippi ending in gunfire this weekend.
Officials report two separate shootings on opposite sides of the state Friday night that left at least eight people dead and many more injured. Six were killed in downtown Leland after a high school football homecoming game in the Mississippi Delta region on the state's western edge. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said on the east side of the state, a pregnant woman was among the dead. About 20 people were hurt in the Delta region shooting. In Leland, four people were killed and two died later at a hospital. Bob Agner reporting.
Even though Monday is a holiday, it's back to work for Wall Street, with many wondering whether the market's recent gains are a thing of the past.
A renewal of U.S.-China trade tensions dealt a body blow to the stock market on Friday. The Dow plunged almost 880 points for a loss of close to 2%. The Nasdaq fell 3.5%. The S&P tumbled more than 2.5%. China's newly announced restrictions on rare earth materials exports and President Trump's threat of 100% tariffs on Chinese imports in response to what he calls a hostile act sent the market into a tailspin. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Power is restored to more than 800,000 residents in the capital of Ukraine.
This comes one day after Russia launched major attacks on Ukraine's power grid, causing widespread blackouts. Ukraine's largest private energy company says the main work to restore power is complete, though some outages remain. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for stronger air defenses. He also wants tighter sanctions on Russia.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. President Trump says he's directed the Defense Department to use all available funds to ensure that U.S. troops are paid Wednesday despite the government shutdown. This is SRN News. Americans are worried about the birth rate. More on the story from correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 53% of adults believe that people choosing to have fewer children in the future will hurt the U.S. That's up 6 points from last year. A growing number of experts have been drawing attention to the falling American birth rate. Women of childbearing age need to average 2.1 kids to keep a country's population steady. The U.S. birth rate is 1.6 and headed down, a problem afflicting much of the industrialized world. Michael Harrington reporting.
The stakes in Supreme Court elections in Pennsylvania next month are very much like those in Wisconsin last spring. Partisan control of the highest court in a crucial presidential swing state. In November, Pennsylvania voters will decide whether three state Supreme Court justices, all Democrats, should keep their seats on a court that has been the center of pivotal fights over hot-button social issues. The court currently has a 5-2 Democratic majority. This is SRN News. Correspondent John Gambrill reports from Cairo on where Iran stands on the following, the Gaza ceasefire.
For years, Iran has been relying on a network of proxy groups that are known as the Axis of Resistance. That includes Lebanon's Hezbollah, Yemen's Houthi rebels, and other militant groups. But in the time since the Israel-Hamas war has been going on, Israel has been striking at these groups. And we've also seen rebels overthrow the government of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. This put together has really put Iran in a tight position, especially after the 12-day war in June that saw American warplanes bomb Iranian nuclear enrichment sites.
Britain's antitrust watchdog is labeling Google a strategic player in the online search advertising market, paving the way for regulators to force the company to change its business practices. This is SRN News.